Good morning.
早上好。
It's such a joy for me to be with you for another Sunday.
这是非常的喜乐，这另外一个星期我们大家再聚在一起。
And especially to be able to have the opportunity to meet with the Mandarin congregation as well.
很特别的是，非常高兴能够有这个机会跟华文的会众一起见面。
对，非常的荣幸啊。能够今天有这个机会啊，yeah, it's great to have this opportunity. Thank you. It's just a word. I just hearing the announcements from Pastor Kenny and thinking about the prayer meeting that you have, and I just want to encourage you to go to that as well, because I don't know about you, but as we are looking at prayer this morning, but just generally in the Christian life.Prayer can be quite hard to do on your own. I don't know if you agree with that. And I used to really value these church prayer meetings.
我刚刚在听到通知的时候，Kenny 牧师讲到每个月的我们教会的祷告，晚上的祷告聚会，我觉得非常的重要。祷告在我们基督徒生活当中非常的重要。从经验当中来说，我们单独祷告的时候可能会遇到一些困难，但是大家在一起祷告的时候会更加的鼓励。
And so sometimes, whether you're feeling at the moment overwhelmed by your personal circumstances,
有时候你会对你自己生活的处境、环境会受到很多的压力。
Or you're struggling just individually with your own prayer life.
或者你自己个人当中的祷告会有个祷告的生活会非常的挣扎。
I just want to encourage you. Sometimes when you gather together with God's people to pray,
我是鼓励大家，当你有时候跟神的子民一起在一起祷告的时候
，It's just an encouragement for you to be together in the same place in the same room and say, "Hey, let's pray together. Let's lift these things up to the Lord."
这是非常的鼓励。当我们只是两个你自己熟悉的人在一起祷告的时候，就把所有的一切的问题都交托给上帝，彼此的鼓励。
It's not just about going through a list and just praying monotonously and just out of routine.
并不只是一个按照我们的祷告清单在那边，只是顺着那边平常预定的方式去祷告。
But it's saying to each other, let's.Pour out our hearts together to the Lord.
但是当大家在一起的时候，当我们倾倒我们的心声出来，彼此的鼓励，把我们的心倾倒给上帝。
So I hope that you will go along and just pray together as a church. Be a praying church together as you move forward.
所以我就希望祷告，我们大家成为一个祷告的教会，大家聚集在一起，一起祷告，一起向前走。
Well, let me pray as we.Start this sermon.
让我祷告，在我开始正道之前，让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for every kindness that you have given us in life.
我们天上的父，我们谢谢你在我们的生命当中给我们所有许多的善功跟善行。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的怜悯。
Thank you for sustaining us in difficult times.
谢谢你在我们的困难的时候保守我们。
And thank you for blessing us in so many ways.
谢谢你在许多方面赐福给我们。
We pray, Lord, that even as we listen to your word,
主啊，我们祷告，当我们听你的话语的时候，
We pray, Lord, that you would fill us with your spirit.
我们祷告你的圣灵充满我们。
And you would help us to hear you speak to us today.
然后让我们听到你要告诉我们的所有的一切。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我在主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when we learn things, it's because we have usually picked it up from somebody else.
你知道，我们有时候我们学一些东西，是我们看到其他人生命当中经历，我们从那边学习。
Some years ago, Jen and I, my wife, we went to visit some friends in the UK.
几年前，牧师跟他的师母一起去英国去那边访问一个朋友。
And at that time, they had a two-year-old daughter called Naomi.
那时候他们那个家庭有个两岁大的女儿叫 Naomi.
And at that time, it's been a long time since we saw these friends of ours. So when we sat down at the table, we just started talking, and we didn't really notice Naomi too much.
但那个时候，我们只是很久没见到的朋友，没一起坐在桌子上聊天，但是我们不太清不大知道 Naomi 这个小孩。
But then Naomi started trying to get our attention, and so she started waving her arms and trying to, you know, get our attention.
Naomi 这个女孩，她想要得到我们的注意力，她就在那边挥手啊什么，要想得到我们的注意力。嗯。
But we still didn't really notice her.
我们还是
we're so talking. We were just engrossed in our conversation.
她我们只是大人之间继续的聊天，我们不太注意到是小孩子。
And so after a few failed attempts, she went for the final one.
所以她试了几次没引到，没引起我们的注意，她就自己去做一个最后的一尝试。
She took a deep breath.
她深深的吸了一口气。
And then she just kind of broke wind.
她试着去呼很大的吹气。
And she started laughing uncontrollably.
她虽然非常的大笑，就一直大在那边大笑。
But the interesting thing was that our friends, the husband and wife,
但是很有意思的是，我的朋友那个丈夫跟那个妻子
they started debating about from whom Naomi picked this up from.
他们在那边争论这个 Naomi 是学哪一个，是丈夫的还是妻子的，学这个突然的大笑
Where did she pick up this bad habit of breaking wind in public?
他们从哪里学到这个这不好的习惯在众人面前在那边吹气大笑。
So sometimes when we learn things, it's usually because we've picked it up from somebody else.
有时候我们学习事情是从别人的习惯当中我们学到一些。
And you think about it, whether it's parenting,
当我们想作为的父母
our relationships with other people,
我们跟其他人之间的关系
our attitude to religion and Christianity,
我们对基督教对宗教的态度。
Really, in all areas of life, we learn things because maybe somebody has modeled it to us.
我们所学到的一些东西可能是从别人那边学过来。
But sometimes, like Naomi, we can pick up some bad habits.
就像小时候就看来阿米这个小孩，有时候他学的这些不好的习惯。
And I think it's the same with prayer.
我们有觉得就像祷告一样。
Perhaps we pray, but only in a crisis.
有时候我们可能只是在遇到困难的时候才祷告。
Or perhaps we pray more regularly than that, but our prayers are very self-centered.
有时候我们祷告可能是以自我为中心的祷告。
The things that we find ourselves praying for tend to be our exams, our good health, and our general well-being.
就比如说我们祷告的经常是我们的学习、我们的工作或者我们自己生活当中的事情。
And not only this, but perhaps when we do pray, we only pray for people who are not just myself, but also my close family and friends.
有时候我们祷告不仅只是为了自己，有时候也是为我们自己很家庭或者是很靠近的朋友。
Well, you know, in the second talk on mission, we are staying in the book of Philippians. And what prompted me to stay in the book of Philippians is actually something that Pastor Kenny said last week.
我第二次在这再讲，我是从腓立比书上面讲，因为要讲这个是我跟牧师 Kenny 聊天的时候想到这个。
Because when Pastor Kenny was talking about mission last week in the English service,
当牧师 Kenny 在我们这边跟我谈到上个星期在英文教会这英文敬拜这边讲到宣教的正道的时候
，He was not only talking about the giving to missions, financial giving.
他不仅仅只是讲到在经济上的奉献
，But he was also talking about how, in fact, it's probably even more important that we pray for mission.
他讲到一个更重要的，可能比经济给更奉献更重要的就是祷告。
But then the question becomes, what do we pray for when we pray for mission?
当我们回过来问这个问题。当我们为宣教祷告的时候，我们应该为哪些事情祷告
？How should we pray for mission？
我们怎样为宣教祷告
？Well, we're going to turn to the Bible and look at this prayer, this short prayer in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11.
那我们用转到圣经，看到腓立比书的第一章第九节到十一节里面看的是怎样的祷告
？And I appreciate what Pastor Kenny said about being word grounded, because it's only when we turn back to the Bible that we realize that our thoughts of parenting or relationships or whatever it may be are maybe not in line with what the Bible says about parenting and all of these other issues.
我很高兴牧师 Kenny 讲到我们这个教会是以圣经教导为基础的教会，当我们面对生活当中或者是做父母的或者双教各个方面的话，我们是做的是按照圣经的教导去做。
Yes, and so even with prayer,
甚至祷告，
it's only when we turn to the prayers of the Bible,
当我们只转到圣经里面教导我们怎样祷告，
that we realize perhaps the way that we pray is very self-centered.
也许我们就会当我们看到圣经里面祷告的时候，我们会觉得啊，我们的祷告有时候是非常的自我为中心的祷告。
Yeah, it's very self-centered. So,
有时候非常为自我中心。
And when we think about this situation, we remember that Paul is in prison. He's suffering.
当我们看到这个写腓立比书的背景的时候，要记得保罗被关在监狱里面。
And actually, the church at Philippi was suffering too.
实际上在腓立比的这个教会也在面对着痛苦。
He isn't doing much mission in terms of going to places.
在这个困难当中，这个保罗没做多少的宣教的事情。
But what is striking when we read this prayer is to look at what he actually prays for.
当我们在看着这个信息的时候，我们看到保罗在为什么事情祷告。
Paul does not pray that he would be released from prison so that he could continue his mission.
保罗并没有在那边祷告说他可以从监狱当中释放出他，他所以他可以会继续的到外面去传道。
Paul doesn't even pray that the Philippian church's mission goals would be achieved.
保罗甚至没有为腓立比教会的那个宣教的目标来祷告。
He doesn't even pray that a certain number of people would come to know Jesus.Or certain strategies would be accomplished.
他甚至没有为祷告说哦，那个教会有多少个人会来到他们教会当中去敬拜，或者是他们的双教的那些计划可以得到实现。
It's very striking, very profound when we look at what Paul prays for. He doesn't pray for himself, the numbers, the finances, the strategies. He doesn't pray that the church's missionary will would be done.
我们可以看到保罗这个祷告的时候很奇妙的，很看到保罗不为他自己，也不为他自己的宣道或者是宣道的车落，也不为教会那边腓立比教会那边的宣道的传福音的人数、信主的人数各个方面为他们祷告。
What he actually prays for,
他祷告的是
is that the Philippians in their daily lives.
是腓立比教会的弟兄们他们日常的生活
would learn to think and to live in such a Christ-like way
就他们日常的生活要学会思想跟行动上跟耶稣一样的
that mission would continue through them
他们的宣教可以继续的通过他们的生命
with or without him
不管他怎么样
Until Christ return.
一直到耶稣再回来的日子。
He asked for transformation, not to just support missions going on somewhere else.
他要生命的改变，不仅仅只是支持那些宣教士去远方去传道。
But he asked for transformation in their own lives.
他要祷告那些他们自己基督腓立比教会的那些兄弟姐妹们他们自己生命的改变
so that whether Paul lives or dies
所以当保罗的工作他自己去的时候
whether he lives or dies the mission will continue through them
就不管保罗是活着还是回到主那边但他的事工他的传道双道工作会继续的进行下去
So Paul makes two points. We're going to look at two points today.
所以我们看到保罗在这里提到两点。我们今天看到保罗祷告的两个重点。
So Paul prays that the Philippians might discern what is best.
所以保罗在那边祷告说，他所祷告的是你们要爱心在知识上、各样知识上、见识上多又多，使你们能够分别是非。
对，第一点呢，是那个辨明，辨明什么是最好的啊。
哦，
第一个哈 ，Yeah. So the first one is discerning the best. Discerning the best.
所以第一点就是辨明什么是最好，辨别是非。
Yes, so that they might be the best.
所以你就可能成为最好的。
Yeah, until Christ comes.
一直等到基督再回来的日子。
Yeah, so let's have a look at this first part, discerning the best.
所以当我们看这第一部分，辨别是为什么是最好的。
So Paul says, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best."
所以保罗在这里所祷告的，就是说，我所祷告的就是你要你们在爱心、在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非。
So a few things to explain what Paul means here.
所以我在这里跟大家分享，保罗在这里有几个意思。
In the English translation, it says, discerning what is best.
在英文的上面说，辨别是非，什么是最好。
Yeah, so in the Chinese, it's 分别是非, right? Well, what is, yeah.But sorry, I shouldn't be referring to the Chinese. But but it's discerning. But the English translation it phrases it in terms of the best. So what does he mean by the best?
所以在英文那边是说什么是最好的？什么是最好呢？
What do we think about when we think about what is best?
当我们想的时候，我们想想什么是对我们最好呢？什么是最好的？
Now it's important for us to note that Paul is not saying something very vague here. Whatever is the best for you, that's what I want for you.
这要特别的注意到，保罗说什么是对你最好的，我就要这个最好的给你。
The context is all about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是内容的主要都是关于耶稣的福音。
So in chapter 1 verse 5, Paul thanks God for their partnership in the gospel.
所以在第一章的第五节里面，保罗感谢赞美他们，是因为他们跟保罗一起，传扬福音。
What united them was the fact that they were driven by the fact, and they wanted to live by the fact that Jesus died and rose for them.
对他们来说，把他们结合在一起，跟他们一起动力的话是。事实上耶稣为他们而死并且复活。
In chapter 1 verse 12, Paul says that his greatest priority is the progress of the gospel.
所以在第一章的第四节里面，保罗在那边说他最大的工作就是传扬耶稣的福音。
And he's so much so that he's not even worried about whether he stays to be with them in Christ or whether he departs to be with Christ.
所以最重要说他在基督里不管跟他们在一起或者没跟他们在一起。
What matters is that the gospel progresses, not whether he suffers or not.
所以重要的是耶稣的福音有没有传开，不是他有没有受痛苦。
And so even though he's suffering, he is able to look beyond this to see that what is even greater than my and more important than my life.
所以即使他自己受苦的时候，他会透过这个受苦的后面是看到什么是最重要的，超过他自己生命的是传扬福音。
He sees his suffering from another perspective.
他看到他的生命当中所受的痛苦是从另外一个角度来看他的生命。
And he says that what matters is that the gospel progresses, not whether I get released from jail.
他的最重要的是耶稣的福音有没有传开，不是他自己能不能从监狱当中释放出来。
And if we were to say what a lot of these Bible scholars, they say that if they were to say what the key verse in the whole of the book of Philippians is, they would tell you it's chapter 1, verse 27.
所以如果从圣经的学者，整个研究圣经的学者来说，他整个书信当中最重要的是第一章的第二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27 says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
他第一章的第二十七节里面说，只要你们行事为人，与基督的福音相称。
So what is best for Paul in this context is what is best in relation to the gospel.
所以在这里面的内容里面说，对保罗来说是什么最好的，就是什么对
He's thinking about, look, in terms of priorities, what do we think is the best in our own lives?
你想一下，我们最重要的就想我们生命当中最好的是什么？
You know, we've got to remember that Philippi was a Roman colony.
你们要知道，腓立比这个地方是 罗马的殖民地。
Roman culture was very strong in the church.
在那个地方，在那个教会当中，罗马的那些风俗习惯是非常的强大的。
And as we saw last week in the English service, part of that culture was that they saw that status and honor and glory for themselves was very important.
所以在他们我们上个星期跟大家分享的，在英文聚会这边，在那个地方，他们一部分就是看他们自己的地位，他们自己的荣耀是非常的重要，在他们那些信徒当中。
People looked for titles and prestige, and they also looked for glory for their own lives.
那些人就寻找自己的地位、自己的荣耀、自己的知名度，在那个地方。
And it was a problem not just for them as individuals, but they brought that into the church.
它不仅仅是他们个人生命当中的这些问题，并且把这些问题带到了教会当中。
And so Paul says that there was a lot of envy and rivalry in the church in chapter 1, verse 15.
所以在第一章的第十五节里面，保罗说你们有很多的嫉妒纷争。
And there was selfish ambition.
那么是自私的那些自负的想法。
And so Paul wants them not to be bringing that culture of selfishness and serving themselves. He wants them to serve the gospel.
所以保罗给他们鼓励他们说，不要因为自私把所有的一切自我为中心的自私的利益带到教会当中，而是专心的去侍奉，去传扬福音。
And so when he's sitting there in prison and he's thinking about not being able to go anywhere.
所以保罗在那边在关在监狱里面，他想他自己没办法去其他的地方。
He says that I pray that you will be able to discern what is best when I'm not there.
所以保罗在那边祷告说，我祷告当我不在你那边的时候，你们可以知道辨别什么是对你们最好的。
When I'm not there to say to you how what to do in this situation.
当我没在那个地方的时候，我就不会告诉你说你在这个环境当中应该做什么。
I pray that you'll be able to discern what is best when it comes to the gospel.
我就祷告说，大家能够辨别什么是最好的，对于传扬福音来说，什么是最好的。
Now, when we think about what is best in our own lives,
当我们想到我们自己生命当中对我们什么是最好的话
，How often is that related to the gospel?
我们会经常会想到传扬福音吗
？When we think about our children，
当我们想到我们的孩子的时候
，and what is best for them，
对他们来说什么是最好的
？Is it purely in terms of their educational prospects, their future financial prosperity？
只是为了他们的教育，他们将来的经济各个方面、事业各方面的这些方向的愿景吗
？Or do we think about and pray about？Them or discern what is best for them in relation to the gospel.
当我们为他们祷告的时候，是辨别帮助他们说，对福音来说，是他们什么方面对他们是最好的。
When we think about our own lives,
当我们想我们自己生命的时候
，and our work and our jobs, our careers,
当我们的工作、我们的学习、我们的事业的时候
，to what extent is what we see to be the best?Tied to the gospel.
当我们所看的是，我们这是对福音来说，什么是最好的，在我们生命当中。
Well, this is what Paul prays for.
所以这个是保罗在边所祷告的。
He prays for the Philippian church, just as you would pray for your church here.
就好像保罗在那边为腓立比教会祷告，也是为我们这个教会祷告一样。
That everybody would be able to discern what is best when it comes to the gospel in their own lives.
所以对我们每个人的生命来说，能够辨别在生命当中对福音来说什么是最好的。
Now the second point.
那第二点
is to do with knowledge.
是关于知识上的。
I won't spend too much time on this, but you can see in verse 9 that Paul says that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
所以我们在第九节里面能看到，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
Now I would have expected Paul to say something like, "I pray that your knowledge would grow so that you'll be able to discern what is best."
我想的是，可能 保罗不是祷告说愿你的知识能够更多，所以你能够更加的辨别是非。
No, he prays that their love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
但是他祷告的是说，你的爱心，你的爱心在知识和各样见识上多又多。
So basically, I think what Paul is saying here is that discerning what is best isn't just an intellectual exercise.
所以保罗在这里所讲的辨别是非，什么是最好，不仅仅是我们知识理智上的东西。
You know, you can be a very clever person.
你可能是非常聪明的人。
But you can do some really unkind things.
让你可能做非常不好的事。
You know, you can lack compassion and love.
你如果你缺少爱心跟热忱的话。
And even if you're half right.
即使你是一半的是对的。
It's not the right way to do it.
并不是正确的方式去做事情。
But Paul says here, he prays that their love, just as Christ loved them, they should love others.
但保罗在这里祷告的说，他们的爱就像耶稣怎样爱他们，他们也怎样的去爱其他的人。
But he wants that love to grow more and more, to be shaped more and more by knowledge.
他就要我们的爱心一直的成长，一直的成长，就像知识跟见识一样，一起的成长。
And in the context of Philippians, that is the knowledge of the gospel again.
所以如果看到腓立比书这个里面的内容的时候，那就是对福音的知识一直的增长。
It's not so much an intellectual knowledge, but a mindset, a gospel mindset.
但并不是很多的外面的理智上的知识，而是关于福音上的知识。
Like Jesus being willing to give up your status to serve others.
就像耶稣他放弃掉他自己的地位来侍奉其他的人。
And that's really important, not just for the world as we think about living out our lives, but also within the church.
它不仅仅是非常重要，不仅仅是我们生活在这个世界当中，也是跟这个世界上面的。
You see, for the Philippians, there were divisions within the church.
你看到在腓立比教会当中，他们教会当中有分裂。
People with different opinions about different things.
但很多人有不同的对不同的事情有不同的观点。
And Paul says, "No, I want your love for each other to be shaped more by the gospel, to be able to humble yourself before one another."
他保罗说，我要你们彼此的爱心，这个爱跟福音相似，能够成为一个角度，就彼此的相爱，爱其他的人。
And this being the way to overcome division, to be unified in the gospel itself.
这就这个用这个爱心来克服不同的观点，能够克服不同的分裂，用爱心，用神的爱把大家连接在一起。
Because when a church is divided, that impacts your mission to the world.
当教会分裂的时候，会对宣教，对整个世界的宣教会产生重大的影响。
When people outside see a church that is divided,
当外面的人看到教会是分裂的话
，He wants to join that church.
他要加入教会。
I wouldn't want to join that church.
所以要加入一个分裂的破裂的教会呢？
And so Paul prays for their love to abound more and more in that knowledge and depth of insight.
所以保罗在那边祷告说，用他们的爱心在各方面、各个方面知识上一直的成长，使他们能够合而为一。
And so I'll just turn to this last thing I want to point out, which is depth of insight.
所以在我们在这里是最后一点是
depth of insight，
在那边深度。
对，就是各样见识上多而言多，对，多而又多啊，就是见识啊，
就是见识，
对，
牧师已经
讲对，见识。So it's to discern what is so this depth of insight. Now this word only occurs once in the whole of the New Testament.
在整个福音新约当中，这个词只出现这一次，就是见识。
And all it means is the ability to apply that knowledge to different practical situations.
这个意思就是我们能够把我们所学到的知识实际应用在我们生命当中的各个方面。
It's a bit like, you know, you have a medical student who has memorized the anatomy textbook.
就好像一个医学院的学生学习很多的知识，关于医学上的知识。
And he can answer a few questions on paper.
他可以在考卷上面回答一些问题。
But maybe when you put a real patient in front of him,
但是真正的一个病人放在他面前的时候，
he doesn't know what to do with that knowledge.
他对他的知识不知道怎么去应用的话。
All right, so this is what Paul is praying for, not just a knowledge, but also a depth of insight to encounter all these different missionary situations and be able to think and discern what is best.
所以在保罗在这里祷告的时候，不仅仅是他们这些有这些知识，而是在传道当中，在宣道当中遇到生命当中各种各样的问题的时候，可以用他的知识运用到实际生活当中，那就是见识。
So what Paul is praying for,
所以保罗在这里所祷告的是
And as you think about your own lives, with all the different challenges,
保罗祷告，当我们想到我们的生命当中，我们面对着许多的挑战的时候
I mean, every day we make decisions.
我们每天都做各种各样的决定
Every day we're confronted with questions about our lives.
我们每天都要面对着我们生命当中所面对着问题
And our children.
我们的孩子
And our careers,
我们的事业
and even in the, within the church,
甚至在教会中间
we face all sorts of decisions.
我们所面对着做各种各样的决定
But Paul wants them to discern what is best in relation to the gospel.
但保罗要他们去辨别，相对于福音来说，什么是最好的
For all of these challenges we face,
面对着所有的一切的挑战的时候，我什么是对福音最好？
Well, let's turn to the second point.
那我们转到第二点。
Because Paul does not just want them to think about being the best and how to discern and think about what is best.
因为保罗不仅仅是要他们要成为最好，怎么辨别什么是最好。
He wants them to become the best.
他要他们成为最好的。
To live their best Christian lives before the return of Christ.
他们要他们活出最好的基督徒的生活，在耶稣再来的日子。
To live such Christ-like lives that people around, when we do this, they notice.
所以他要我们生活就非常非常的像耶稣，到我们在他们的周围能够看到耶稣的样式。
They notice that there is something loving about the way that we live towards them.
他们要让周围的能够看到，在他们的生命当中有什么不一样，使他们能够很愿意的接近他们。
Something so different to the surrounding culture, which is always saying, "I'm first, my status matters first, my interests matter first."
就他们的生命当中跟其他周围的人不一样，周围人会说我是第一，我是最先的，我的地位最，我的利益第一。但是这些人不一样。
That they notice and then they take note and ask, "What is it that you have?"
他们甚至不会问啊，你生命当中有什么
？They recognize and we they see something of our understanding that just as Jesus came down from heaven, humbled himself to love us at great cost, so we do that. We also do that in the same way for others.
他们在他们的生命当中是看到耶稣舍弃到天上的荣华，来到世界上为我们而死。接替我们的地位，那我们的生命也是像耶稣一样去爱其他的人，舍弃自己的利益。
And I just want to point out a couple of things here. The first thing is to do with our character.
就我在讲的有几点，第一点就是我们的品格。
So let me just read this passage out. So after talking about discerning what is best, Paul says, "And that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness." That comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
所以在这里，保罗讲到他祷告的要他们的品格就是做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，将荣耀称赞归于神。
And so you notice those words to be pure in a world of impurity.
你要知道这个话语，就是说你要纯洁，就在整个世界不纯洁的世界当中，你要圣洁，你要纯洁。
To be blameless, people who, when you work with them or you're with them, you can tell that they are just people who are free from blame, not causing other people to stumble in any way.
所以讲要纯洁无瑕的，就跟其他人有问题的、有毛病的人在一起。生活一起工作的时候，你不会成为人家的绊脚石，你的生命当中没那些皮屑。
And they're filled with the fruit of righteousness. They're righteous people.
你的生命当中有着充满了圣洁的公义的那种果实，有公义的果实，人家会看到你的生命。
Righteous people in an unrighteous world.
你个义人，你身公义的呢？义人生活在这不义的世界当中。
And you know, friends, this really matters in our world. It's not just about what we say anymore as Christians, and even in terms of preaching the gospel.
这不仅仅是在这个世界当中，不仅仅是传扬福音或者我们说什么。
People are paying attention to whether all this talk actually matters in your life.
大家来说最看到注意中的看到你的生命，你所讲的所有的一切，在你的生命当中有没有去生活出来
？Can I see what you are preaching about in your own life？
我要看到你所讲的有没有在你的生命当中去实行
？And you know, in recent times, there's been a lot in the news as well as just another in the public news what we've been hearing about, but also just in less obvious context about the failure of Christians.
我们现在很多的消息可能在公共的新闻或者许多的消息上会讲到基督徒生活的失败的基督徒
and the church
教会的失败
and the leadership
是领袖的失败
some of you may know some of the stories I'm thinking about but the thing is that these things these character qualities matter
所以可能大家有些人知道我所讲的是什么，但是最重要的是我们基督徒的生活的品格。
And so Paul prays that in addition to whatever we might say, that we would be Christ-like in who we are to the world.
所以在保罗在这边祷告的时候，不过我们所面对的是什么样子，但我们最重要的要像耶稣一样生活在这个世界上。
That is also mission.
那就是个宣教，也是使命。
How we live in a Christ-like way from day to day，
就像我们每天的日常生活当中，怎么样活着像耶稣的样式，日常每天的生活。
As the world watches us，
就像这个世界在观看、观察我们。
The second thing to point out, I just want to point out from this verse, is that Paul says that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ。
所以在第二点我要讲的就在 这个经节里面说做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子
I don't know when you normally pray whether you think of the day of Christ
我不知道你平常怎样祷告说耶稣再来基督再来的日子
If we don't think about the day of Christ often then often usually what happens whether it's in our prayers or in our day-to-day lifeIf we forget about the day of Christ, then all we think about is what I can get in this world.
如果我们忘记到了基督的日子，忘记到了耶稣再来的日子，我们所祷告的、所想到的，只是在这个世界上的每天的日常的生活的需要。
We might be tempted to think that all that matters is my status in my career and all of these things.
我们可能会受这些诱惑，就我们的地位、我们的事业，在这个世界上的地位跟事业这些影响。
And even in the church, we could think, oh, all that matters is my achievements in the church.
我们甚至在教会当中会想，我们在教会当中会达到什么样的目标？
But Paul wants them to remember that in the day of Christ, he is the only one who can give you honor and glory.
但保罗在这里告诉大家，在基督的日子里面，只有耶稣基督自己才给你荣耀跟奖赏。
You know, all these things that we've built up for ourselves in this world will count for nothing.
我们在这个世界上所积累的一切，到了基督的再来的日子，全部是没用的。
I remember when I was a young Christian.
我记得当我还是很年轻的基督徒。
You know, an older Christian said to me, "Hey, you can be the most wealthy or successful person in this world in this lifetime."
很多人会对我说：“哦，你可以成为这个世界上最成功、最有经济价值的人，
But he said that you could also be the most successful and wealthy person in hell.
但是你可以变成最成功的，
在地狱的，
在地狱的，在地狱最最成功、最富有的人，但是在地狱当中。
Right, so he says that only Jesus on that day of Christ can give you the true honor and the true glory. Just like Jesus, he humbled himself to death on the cross, but God gave him the name above every other name.
所以当他告诉我只有耶稣基督只有在基督的日子才给你真实的尊敬跟荣耀就像耶稣他从天上降下来他 在这里为我们所做一切，但是神使他的名高过万民之名，给他所有的荣耀超过一切的荣耀。
And so I haven't had the opportunity to develop this as much as I'd like in many ways, but this is essentially Paul's prayer for mission.
所以这是保罗在这边最忠心的为宣教祷告的。
So Paul doesn't just give us this prayer so that we can think about the priorities in our own prayer.
所以保罗在这边给我们这个祷告的方式的时候，并不仅仅是像我们日常生活当中我们所需要的最重要的祷告是什么。
Yeah, what are our priorities? 我们优先 right?
优先、
yeah, 我们的 priorities, right? What are our priorities in prayer? So this prayer is a model for our prayer. That is true, that's one thing.
所以这个祷告的方式是一种方式，是我们优先祷告的方式，这是一个事情。
Perhaps we've picked up those bad habits in prayer.
有可能我们在我们的祷告当中受到了一些不好的习惯的影响。
And so our prayer should be shaped more by the gospel, just like Paul's prayer was shaped by the gospel.
所以我们祷告要跟保罗像这福音当中的祷告能够慢慢的改变，慢慢的转变。
So please use this prayer in your own prayers.
所以在你自己个人生活的祷告当中，请你用这个祷告，这个方式来祷告。
Use other prayers of the Bible to help with your own prayer life to think about the things that you should be praying for.
所以用圣经当中的许多其他的祷告来，当你祷告日常祷告的时候，去想想你自己的祷告跟圣经当中的祷告去改变。
Of course, pray for the things that make you anxious as well.
当然的，你祷告一些事情的时候，你感到很紧张。
Whatever you are going through at this time, pray for those things. That's also Paul's teaching in Philippians.
所以，当你日常的生活当中说你面对问题的时候，你为这些事情祷告，但是也记着保罗在圣经当中所教导的这些。
Do you remember those famous words in chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 of Philippians?
所以你们记这些事情是在腓立比书的第四章的第六节、第七节当中。
Paul says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
保罗说，你们不可应当一无挂虑，要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所需要的告诉神。
So it's okay to pray for the things that you are anxious about in your life.
所以你可以为你所关心的事情、你生命当中的事情祷告。
There's nothing wrong with that.
那是没有任何的错误。
But the other side of the teaching is that Paul says you also must pray for things that are best in relation to the gospel.
但在祷告的另一方面，保罗也说你应该祷告为你有关福音的事情祷告。
Both are required.
但这是一个需要。
One without the other is not good.
这两个方面都是要在一起，要平衡，不能够缺掉另外一个方面。
But Paul isn't just concerned about how we pray and using these, this prayer as a model for our prayers.
所以，保罗在这边不仅只是关心说我们怎样祷告，用这个他所教的这个祷告的模式来祷告。
Paul wants us also to be concerned about how we live.
保罗也是要我们关心我们的生活应该是怎样的生活。
To model this kind of living as a church and as individuals as we go out in mission to the world.
是我们自己个人的生活、教会的生活，或者我们出去宣教的生活。
You know, what a transformation it would be if this church prayed this prayer for each other.
是，如果想想，如果用这个祷告，我们彼此之间用这种模式祷告的，我们看看我们的教会会发生什么样的变化。
And what a transformation would happen if God answered that prayer and changed us and aligned us with this gospel so much that we would all go out into the world.And be like Christ to others.
我们看看看，如果我们这样彼此的祷告，上帝可以用这种方式使我们的生命发生转化、发生改变，我们的生命当中更像的耶稣，然后我们走到世界上会什么样的不一样，什么样的影响
？So one writer of course describes this prayer as a prayer for revival.
所以另外一个方式来描述保罗这个祷告，就是祷告复兴的祷告。
You know, just this a few days ago, we had Dr. Timothy Tennant at MST, who is the president of Asbury Seminary.
几天以前，我们神学院的院长 Timothy 博士，嗯 ，Timothy 博士在那边讲道。
And you know, he shared a bit about this recent what they call revival at the university.
他在那边分享一些为什么在大学里面会有复兴。
And some of you may have heard about this story.
有些人可能听到这个故事。
But there was basically a revival among the students, especially the kind of Gen Z, the kind of university age students.
就大家可能听到有一些复兴在大学当中，特别是那些大学生当中，有些复兴，灵性的复兴。
So Dr. Tennant said that there were some 70,000 people who gathered and went through the doors of that university experiencing this revival.
就这个 Timothy 博士他说大概有70,000个学生经过这个大学的校门，他们得到复兴。
And he said basically that the fire department were so worried about the numbers.
就基本上就说五个部门担心这个人数在那边。
They said there's a fire risk to have too many people in the building at this time.
他们说在那，他说这个消防上的火灾上的担心这么多人在一个建筑物当中。
So that the fire department, they actually had to put a sign up in the front of the building.
所以那个消防部门要在那个建筑物上面写了一个标示贴在那边。
They said revival is full.
他说当复兴来的时候。
No more, please don't come in.
所以请你不要来，复兴来了。
And so what happened was that people queued up for hours around the building.
所以那就怎么样？那就那些学生就在那个建筑外面就绕圈子。
To be in that building, they queued for hours and hours, coming from all sorts of places to be a part of this revival.
他们就从各个民族不同的地方来到这个学校来排队，要想排队进，排了很长的时间，要想进这个建筑物。
And the interesting thing is that Dr. Tennant says it wasn't that they did anything special that day.
这很奇妙的是那个博士讲，在那天他们没有做什么很奇怪的事情。
It wasn't an extra special sermon.
他那天并不是很特别的讲道。
Or extra special worship.
或者是特别的敬拜。
It was very ordinary.
只是很普通的聚会。
But God moved their hearts.
但上帝在他们的心头动工。
And when someone asked him, "What is the legacy of this? What were you? What do you think of the key characteristics?"
他有个人讲，你可以特别的性质，你怎么样描述这个传承、这个传奇的时候
？He mentioned that unity.
他讲到是一个合一。
Because there were people from all denominations, different countries, a very diverse group of people. Unity.
因为很多人是不同的宗派、不同的国家、不同的宗派门派在一起，这个合一的心。
Humility,
谦卑。
Because people were humbling themselves before God, wanting, just like Jesus humbled himself in Philippians 2.
因为就大家谦卑自己在神的面前，就像耶稣在腓立比书二章里面所讲的，耶稣谦卑自己。
And he said holiness.
然后就是圣洁。
Bit like what we were talking about, pure and blameless, filled with the fruit of righteousness.
就好像说，纯洁、圣洁、无瑕的生命，并在公义当中的生活。
And I couldn't help thinking about Philippians and sharing this message today.
所以我没办法停止自己思想，所以跟大家分享这个腓立比书这个信息。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we are thinking about mission today.
所以兄弟姐妹，当我们今天思想宣教的时候，
I want to leave you with this prayer.
我要把这个祷告留给大家。
Because there will always be missionaries overseas.
因为不仅不是一直去海外去宣教。
And yes, we need to raise money.
是的，我们需要筹款。
It's important that we support them.
是非常重要的去支持他们。
But let's not forget our own role.
但是不要我们自己的生命。
Because this is what Paul prayed for.
因为这次保罗在里面所祷告的。
He prayed that people would, you and I, would be able to discern what is best in our lives.
他祷告是你跟我，我们可以再去辨别在生命当中什么是最好的。
Living sacrificially for the gospel.
就为那福音无私的生活。
Being united as a church and moving together.
就整个教会为了福音能够合一，一起向前。
So that the world takes notice.
所以这个世界会注意到。
It's about modeling, having this prayer shape our lives, but also for us to model that life to others.
因为就是这个祷告能够，这个祷告的模式能够改变我们，磨练塑造我们的生命，并且去塑造这个世界。
May God give us grace.
愿神给我们恩典。
Will He give us mercy?
他也给我们怜悯。
May He change our lives.
愿他改变我们的生命。
May He make us want more and more to follow Christ.
让他使我们越来越多的跟随耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Jesus went to such lengths to love us.
耶稣来到这个地方来爱我们。
Will we not love others?
我们也要爱其他的人。
Will we not take this gospel in our lives and in our words to others?
当我们没有把这个福音在我们的生命当中或去传给其他的人。
Father, we pray that you would change us.
主啊，求你。天父，求你改变我们。
Father, we pray that you would forgive us.
天父，求你赦免我们。
For when we are too self-centered.
当我们太自私的时候，自我中心的时候。
For when our best.
当我们的最好的。
Really is just about us and not about you.
当只是我们自己，并不是关于你。
Forgive us, Lord.
赦免我们，主。
And pray, Lord, that you would transform our hearts.
主，我们祷告，求你改变我们的心思。
Help us, Lord, to be your people until the day of Christ.
求你帮助我们成为你的，到基督的日子成为你的子民。
Help us to live our best lives for you this side of your return.
帮助我们在我们的生命当中活得最好的、最好的出来，为你的国度。
This is what we desire, Lord. We pray that you would, in spite of our sin, you would change us.
所以我们祷告，这是我们的心愿，求你改变我们，使我们离弃他罪行。
Yeah, we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们在主耶稣基督里面祷告，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。
Thank you, Dr. Zay, for such a profound and impactful sermon.
谢谢大卫博士。在这个非常重要、非常有冲击力的信息。
Let us all stand.
让我们一起起来。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you first for your presence.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，首先谢谢你的同在。
We thank you for the faithful proclamation of your word.
谢谢你的非常忠实的那些仆人的话语。
And God, we hear the call of God loud and clear.
主，我们在这里的呼召是非常的清晰，非常的清楚。
You ask your church to be united.
你呼召你的教会要合一。
To be humble.
要谦卑。
And to be Holy,
要跟你圣洁。
So here we are, O God, as your church.
所以我们在这里作为你的教会。
We ask Spirit of God that you fill us.
我们祷告祈求的圣灵充满我们。
And change us from the inside out.
使我们从里到外的改变。
And we pray that we may be your vessel.
我们成为你的器皿。
And we pray for revival. We pray for revival in this house, in Melbourne and beyond.
我们祷告你的复兴在这个教会，在墨尔本，在整个澳洲。
We need you, O God.
主啊，我们需要你。
We need you to preach and to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
听，我们需要你来传扬，来传扬耶稣基督的福音。
We need you, God.
主啊，我们需要你。
Send revival.
神啊，求你差遣你的复兴。
Send revival, O God.
差遣你的福音，上帝。
So may the love of the Father,
愿天父上帝的爱
，and the grace of our Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督的恩典
，and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的团契
，be with you always,
跟大家一起同在，一直到永远。
May you go in the peace of God,
愿大家带着神的平安出去。
May you be good witnesses for Christ.
愿你成为耶稣基督非常好的仆人。
And may you be blessed in the name of our Lord.
愿你得到在主耶稣基督里面得到赐福。
And the people of God say,
大家说
Amen, Amen and Amen. Amen. Now before you go, there are a couple of things I want to share with you.
让大家走之前有些事情跟大家分享。
Now first thing first is perhaps some of you here today, you come here and you say, I need someone to pray with me.
有可能你说一些人来说，到过来说，我需要人跟我在一起祷告。
As the people leave for Click Building for lunch, you come and you can come in front and we'll pray with you.
当大家离开的时候，你可以来到前面来，我们为你祷告。
Perhaps some of you here, after you listen to the sermon, you say, you know what, I want to be that person. God has so convicted my heart. I need someone to just come and pray with me.
有可能你是那个人，你听到的这个。信息你觉得、哦、我的心需要改变，我需要人一起跟我祷告。
Do not let this opportunity just pass by. Come, we want to pray with you.
不要让这个机会就这样流失掉，请你到来，来跟我们中间，我们为你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So the rest go in the peace of God.
大家平安的去。
Let's give glory to our Lord Jesus.
愿荣耀归给神。
Hallelujah. God is good. We'll see you back again next week.
我们下星期再见。
The Lord bless you.
神祝福给大家。如果需要祷告的话，可以到前面来，我们为你祷告。